Podcast Beijing. This is the Podcast Beijing. Thank you for listening, Podcast Beijing. You are listening to Podcast Beijing.
您现在收听的是播客北京。
播客北京。
播客。
播客。
No, different word. I'll show you. Sure.
You can show it to me, but I'm not gonna understand what the hell you're
writing. No.
播，我知道，播。
播客。播客。
That's blog. That's podcast.
博客是 blog，
blog，
blog 是博客，
博客， audio， 博客，
no no， okay， so how do you say blog？
博客。
And how do you say podcast？
博客。
Oh， this is 博 is different。
博。
Wait， this first one for blog 博 is
yeah right
一声，啊博是二声。
博 ，two，
二声。
二声。
For blog and for podcast
one。
So podcast is 播客
right
and
awesome.
Blog is 播客
right different
right okay and 客没有
客 different the same
没有上去是客没有
播客播客
客
客播客客
客四声
播客
so 播客播客播客 okay and there you have it. That is one of the reasons why Chinese is so fun and also so complicated. You know, you can make a mistake. You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a funny story. When I first came to China, I was studying Chinese at the Beijing Language and Culture University. You know that one?
Of course.
Yeah. And every day I would learn some new Chinese and I'd practice my Chinese. We had a snack bar and we'd go down to the snack bar and buy food. And I was really happy when I learned how to, you know, say something, make a new sentence, make a new question. And first I just knew how to say cafe.And then I come down and say, 给我咖啡 or 一杯咖啡. Every time I say, wow, I learned some new sentence. You know, it's really exciting. And I love to eat. They had 包子 and they had 饺子, which I really, you know, liked. And someday I'd order the 包子 and someday I'd order the 饺子. And one day I went down and I made a mistake. I was thinking about 包子, but I was looking at the 饺子, or I was thinking about 饺子, and I was looking at the 包子. And I said, 给我两个包子.And all of the girls working in the snack bar just kind of had this shocked look on their face, and they didn't say anything, and I got really embarrassed, and I ran away, and I ran back to my classroom, and I looked it up in my dictionary, and then I realized what it was. So that is the fun thing about learning Chinese.
Yeah.
When you make a mistake, you just totally say something completely different.And in my experience, you usually say something bad. It's not like English. In English, if you make a mistake, nobody understands you. In Chinese, you make a mistake and you said a different word. And you know, you get in trouble. Or you're told, you called, well, I know what that word means now, so I won't get into it now.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you, Ace? Any similar experiences learning Chinese or English or any language? Because you can speak three languages, Ace.
You can say that.
Well, you can speak English.And you can speak Cantonese, and you can speak Mandarin. Any more?
Yeah, no, my mother tongue is Cantonese, right?
Cantonese. How about Fujianese? Can you speak Fujianese?
No, I can't.
No. But so what, do you have any similar stories when you were learning English? Any screw-ups? Misunderstandings? Anything like that?
Sorry, no.
No?
No.
See, that in New York, see, English is just...
When I speak English, I would be very, very careful.
Very careful not to make a mistake?
Yeah.
Well, see, I think...
And I never live abroad, never.
Right, but sometimes I think being careful is a bad idea. You should just, you know, just go for it. Just do it. If you make a mistake and people don't understand that you're a foreigner and it's a natural mistake, then screw them. You know, like when I said 表子, if the women in the snack bar got angry at me, that would be ridiculous. Of course, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
And if they make a mistake in English and say something bad...You know, which happens a lot of the times, and I just tell people, hey,
the point is
you made a mistake. Just say it differently next time. I'm not angry. I know you didn't mean to say something bad to me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I
don't know.
I just can't think of one.
Yeah. Well, no, it's because in English, when you say something wrong, it usually is just nobody can understand you. That's usually what happens. So how about the future? Ace, do you have any plans for learning some new languages in the future?Maybe Korean or French or Russian or something?
So far, no.
No?
No. Gets too busy.
But if you had to, well, not if you had to, let's say if you could.
Yeah, Spanish.
What was my question. What do you think is the most important language to learn? I mean, not Chinese, not English, which you already know. Next, what would be the most important one to learn? If I could tell you, Ace, I can give you a language now, and I can just do some magic and you'll speak it perfectly, which one would you choose?
I guess Spanish.
Spanish. Why Spanish?
Yeah, I like play soccer.
Because you like to play soccer?
Play soccer.
That's not a good enough reason to learn.
Yeah, I want to go to Spain.
Well, Spanish is the language that's spoken, I think, is the number two language in the world. Yeah. For native speakers, I think there's more native speakers than English. For Mandarin is number one, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe that does make sense. But there, you do speak Spanish, you know. People speak Spanish in a lot of different countries, and almost an entire continent. So it's much more useful than, you know, Korean or French or German, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I would choose Spanish, but I might choose Russian. I've always wanted to know how to speak Russian.
That's my last choice.
It's a very difficult language, I've heard, but it's something interesting about it. I don't know. I guess maybe Spanish or Korean. Maybe.
Russian.
You're not interested in Russian?
No.
No, do you know it? Can you say... Well, how about Spanish? Can you say anything?
No.
Even one word?
No, never.
You must be able to say... Well, you're saying it right now. No. That's how you say no in Spanish. It's the same as English. It's easy. So, Ace, since we're on the topic of languages, and since you're the language expert, maybe you can teach me something in Cantonese.
Of course.
I used to know some things, but I forgot.
Well, what you used to know?
Well, I've probably talked about it on the show before, but I used to go to school. When I was a kid in New York, I went to elementary school in Chinatown. So a lot of my classmates were Chinese, but they all spoke Cantonese, Guangdonghua. And so they taught us only the bad words, which I don't remember, but we were kids.
So you want to learn some bad words?
No, I don't. Not on the radio, no. But I want to learn some words, you know. I don't know. Just important things to say. I might take a trip down to Hong Kong and I, you know, have to say something, order some food. I don't know. Something important, whatever you think.
What do you want to learn?
I want to learn how to say... Well, it's probably very important for me to say, how much? How much is that? Right?
How much in Cantonese?
That's
给多钱?
给多钱?
Right.
Sounds a little bit like Mandarin.
No.
Well, no, it doesn't, but I can see there's a relationship between...
多少钱?
But I can see there's a relationship between those two words.
Of course,
those two.
Much closer than from English.
Than from French or Russian or whatever. Right, it's much closer. Mm-hmm. Okay, and how do you say something, it's not important to me because I'm married, but it might be important to some of our listeners out there. How do you say something like, I love you and you're so beautiful and those kind of things?
I love you, that in Cantonese is 我中意你.
Oh, that sounds too complicated. And how do you say, you're so beautiful?
漂亮.
Okay, so, you know, most of the, in America, most of the Chinese people speak Cantonese. Mm-hmm. And we've traditionally always seen movies and maybe even listened to pop music from Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. So most Americans kind of associate Cantonese with being the Chinese language, you know, so, but of course much more Chinese people speak Mandarin. But when I hear Cantonese, you know, it sounds more like the Chinese I am familiar with, especially from watching all of those Jackie Chan movies and all those Hong Kong kind of action movies and stuff like that. So maybe you can teach us how to say some good things, movie kind of things, like I'm going to kill you. This is your last chance. You want to die? Or, you know, what you say to someone before you shoot them, like, take this sucker, pow, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. That's the really important stuff. That's the interesting stuff.
Okay, you want to learn?
Yeah, I want to learn what to say if I'm in a Hong Kong action flick. You know, if I'm about ready to blow somebody away or we're in a car chase or, you know, I'm in a shootout with the cops or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I never say this kind of thing, but...
You don't say it? But you know, I'm watching the movies and stuff, at least you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but I forgot it.
You forgot it? How could you forget it? It's your language. It's your native language. Yeah.
Sorry.
How can you forget it?
Okay. Okay.
Ace has got his hands up now, pointed like he's holding two guns.
모여와!
모여와! What does that mean?
Don't move.
Don't move. Oh, that's what the cops say. 모여와! Okay, what else can they say?
저녁 다 버리고 더.
저녁 다 버. Wait, say it again.
Blow your head.
Oh, I'm gonna blow your head off. 저녁 다 버. Wait, say it again.
다 버리고 더.
다 버리고 더.
다 버리고 더.
다 버리고 더. Oh, okay.
Very violent.
Very important thing to learn how to say if you go down to Hong Kong or something.
Never say that in Hong Kong. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Don't say it in Hong Kong. But. Okay, I won't say anything. So, Ace, you've been living here in Beijing for a while?
Yeah, 8 years.
8 years, and have you gone back to your hometown?
Once a year.
Once a year?
For the Spring Festival.
Spring Festival. So you like Beijing better, or it's just there's more opportunities here? Or?
Yeah, I always a traveler in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
I like Beijing in some way, but mostly I would say I love my hometown better.
Yeah.
For the weather and the food, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, for someone like me, I've been in China for about a year, but I've always lived in Beijing, so I don't really know. I've traveled to other places, mm-hmm. You know, but you don't really get a real feeling for a place unless you live there. But I love Beijing. It seems like a great city to live in.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable. It's very convenient.
Very safe.
Right. It's very safe.
Most important thing, much safer than in my hometown.
Much safer?
Of course.
Because there's a lot of guys running around with guns, like in the Hong Kong action flick,
yeah.
Saying, yeah, saying that everywhere you go. And
that's kidding. That's for a movie.
Really? I thought that's what life is really like in Hong Kong.
But this with kind of thing will be
Chow Yun Fat, that's his name, right?
Chow Yun Fat.
Yeah. He's famous in America.
He's in
a lot of good movies.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah, he's good. So it's more dangerous down there, but it's safer in Beijing. Beijing is a very, very safe city.
Yeah.
You know, I speak to Chinese people sometimes, my students. I'm an English teacher here, of course. And sometimes we talk about safety and, you know, is Beijing a safe city? And they complain it's not safe or there's crime. And it's for someone like me coming from America, it's very funny because Beijing seems so safe compared to a lot of big cities in America or Europe. And of course, maybe there's some crime, but it seems like it's very low, and it seems like Beijing is a very safe city compared to other big cities around the world. And in terms of how big Beijing is compared mm-hmm. to the other big cities around the world, you know, even in New York and Los Angeles
yeah,
and London
true.
And Paris, yeah. You know, in countries in South America or Central America or wherever, Beijing is very, very safe.
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah, that's, okay. That's why I like it.
That's why you like it?
You don't have
no
to worry.
Criminals?
Yeah, 8 years I was in Beijing and I've never met this kind of thing.
Right.
Not even once.
Huh. Right.
I just feel very, very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the weather, right?
The weather takes some getting used to. You know, I'm from New York, and the weather in New York is similar. Not exactly the same, but it's similar. So, you know, I'm kind of used to it, but I guess for you it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it's too windy sometimes. The wind makes me crazy.
Yeah, during April and May.
Yeah, when I'm trying to ride my bike and stuff, the wind makes me totally crazy.
You take a bike?
Yes.
Never.
I ride a bike back and forth every day. To work and back home and to work and back home. And actually I'm going to buy a kind of three-wheel bike, you know, Sanlun Chu. I'm going to buy one.
For what?
to drive around in and to drive my friends and my girlfriend, you know, and people when they come visit me. No motor. Not with a motor. One that you pedal like a regular bike.
I guess I will have to explain to listeners. Tony 要买一个三轮车啊，要带着他的女朋友啊，还有其他朋友，但是转转。
Yes, yes.
不过他说是个人力的，不是个摩托，不是动力的。
Right, and it's going to have a. I'm going to put two flags on it, a Chinese flag and an American flag, and I'm going to make it really look nice, and I'm going to put a sound system there.I'm going to buy a little amplifier, and I'm going to play my MP3s, and I'm going to put two speakers in the back, and I'm going to ride it to work every day and home, and like, you know, it's not going to be for hire. I'm not going to let people get in and charge them money. It's just for me and my friends and anyone I meet, just for fun.
啊，这要更要解释一下了。这辆车通力准备在上面插两面旗，一面是中国旗，一面是美国旗，还要装上一个大的音响，一个放大的能放有相当大功率的音响。然后，当然这个车是不是用来营运的啊，不会收你的钱，它只是跟他的朋友到处转，很有意思。
It's okay to say 美国旗，美国旗，那美国国旗，美国旗。Okay, see, I'm learning some Chinese here today too.Ace is actually a good teacher. So yeah, I'm gonna get the Sanlun Chua, and I'm gonna ride around Beijing, and you know, so if you see a crazy foreigner riding around on a three-wheel tricycle with flags on it and music playing, just stop me and say hello, you know, shake my hand, and that's me. That'll be me, Tony. I had an idea. I thought if I really get this tricycle rickshaw thing, and I'm riding around in it,it'll probably attract a lot of attention.
Of course, no doubt.
And so I could sell advertising space on the back. I could have a little ad on the back, you know, and the back could say, like, whatever, some website, or drink Coca-Cola, or,
yeah, like,
or drive a Volkswagen car, or whatever. And that'll be my, you know.
Maybe like crazyforeigner.com.
Crazyforeigner.com. How much money could I charge, do you think, for the ad on the back?
Depends on how much attention you
attract. You can imagine how much attention I'm going to attract. I ride around in Guomao and Jianguomen and all over the place all summer, and I'll have music. And,
I guess,
you know,
that would be no bigger than running naked.
how much do you think I can charge? I tell you what, I'm going to put you in charge of my advertising department. I'll give you 10%. How much do you think you can get for that ad?
15%.
I'll give you 15%, but I want to hear how much you think I can get for that ad and when we can get moving with this ad. Whoa, I didn't mean to make that noise.
Okay, I guess...
1 month, right? How much per month can I...
For a month.
Yeah, for 1 month.
And one question.
What's the question?
We'll have you ask first. How many hours a day you will ride on this tricycle?
Well, definitely I'll ride on it on the way to work and back, so that'll be a good, that'll be almost 2 hours per day. And then on the weekend, of course, much more. So the minimum is 2 hours a day. And of course, it also will be parked outside, so people can see it. But let's say minimum 2 hours a day. What do you say?
And how long is the distance between you, your place to work?
Well, that's the thing. It's from Jianguomen to Guomao. But that's a very good area because it passes by the Shoshui Market and Yong'anli, and it passes by a lot of, you know, popular important places.
And the last question, how big is your tricycle?
You know how big it is. It's one of these typical, you know, things that people drive around in, and one or two people can sit in the back, and I can drive them. You know, it's a typical thing with the red thing on top, the red kind of blanket on the top, you know.
I guess one from 1 month, they're gonna be, if some company really like it, they're gonna be like 5,000.
Oh my god, 5,000? Sold. I'll give you 20%. I'll give you 20% if you can get me 5,000.
I mean, Japanese, yeah.
No. I need renminbi. Yeah. Or dollars, or pounds, or euros is okay, but I don't, yeah, definitely got to be not Japanese yen, not Korean won, not Turkish lira, no, it's got to be dollars, renminbi, euros, or pounds, that would be
the best. And for one thing, the loudspeaker on the tricycle,、
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to be work. It's too noisy, right?
No. The loudspeaker, it's not a loudspeaker. It's just a stereo system for me or whoever's riding in the back、
okay.
to listen to.、
Yeah.
It's not going to be very loud, but it will be noticeable to people when I bike by.、
Mm-hmm.
They will hear that there's some music playing, but it's not going to be a loudspeaker. I don't want to make anybody angry. I don't want to, you know, it's just for me to listen to music.
Yeah, and I'll give you an idea. You can play some advertising clip.
No, I want to play some music I like.、
Yeah.
But so, Ace, I mean, you're the audio expert. That's why I wanted to ask you today. What I want to do is I want to buy a kind of a rechargeable amp.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, and every night I can charge it in my house, and the battery will be charged up.、
Mm-hmm.
And the amp will have an output, which I'll just hook up to two speakers、
mm-hmm.
behind the seats or、
yeah.
in the seats.、
Mm-hmm.
And then every day I'll just plug my MP3 player into it.
Yeah.
Can I buy something like that in China? Rechargeable amp?
No problem.
It doesn't have to be a rechargeable amp with speakers, but actually, like one of those mini guitar amps that you can play guitar with outside.、
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. And just have an input to put...、can we do that?
I guess when your need is to...、
I just need a rechargeable amp with a speaker. I've seen them in America before. I'm sure I can buy it.
Maybe in Zhongguancun?
Okay, can we go there one day and look?How much do you think something like that'll cost?
I'm not sure. Never bought it before.
Okay, I gotta get it cheap.
Not expensive.
Okay, I gotta get it. I'm not...
You're really going to do the tricycle thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got my friend already found out the factory.
I would try to be a passenger.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the thing with my tricycle is that, you know, when you get on the regular Sanluntua and you pay them money、
mm-hmm.
and they ride you...
Mm-hmm,
with、
right.
mine, if we're going somewhere, like let's say we're going from my house in Zhengguomen to Guomao,、
mm.
so I'm going to ride half the way, and then we're going to stop, and then you're going to ride, okay? Because you're not paying any money, so you're doing half the work. So I'll do half the distance.
I don't want the locks.
Biking, and you'll do the other half of the distance. That's only fair, right? And, okay, otherwise you got to pay.
Okay, I'll pay.
If you want me to do all the biking, you got to pay.
Too quiet.
No. This is luxury Sanluntua. This is not a regular one.
I tried it before.
It has music.
No more than 5 kuai from Guomao to Zhengguomen. 4 or 5 kuai.
For a regular one, without music.
Music. Okay,
without
one more kuai. One more kuai.
No, you don't know anything about luxury. Luxury, you got to pay double, triple, quadruple. How much do you pay for a Xiali?
One kuai and 2 mao.
No. To buy one, how much do you pay for it?
For what?
To buy the car, how much would you pay for it?
I guess Xiali.
Yeah, how much would you pay? What do you think?
I'm not sure. I never...
Okay, how much would you pay for the Xiali versus the BMW? The BMW is 10 times as much money, right? It's a luxury.
There's no taxi using BMW.
That's not the point. The point is luxury costs 10 times as much.
Uh-huh.
10 times as much.
I got your idea.
You got to pay 50.
Wow.
10 times as much.
I'd rather take a taxi.
No, you'd rather do half the driving yourself and then it's free.
Hey, you know, it's weird when a foreigner is riding a tricycle and the Chinese on the back.
Yes.
They're going to be...
Now you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're funny. But when a Chinese is riding, they get the really, really big money.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm talking about. That's why it's going to be a cool thing. The whole, and you're going to see me. You know what? I'm going to do this, and I bet I'm going to get some press from it. I bet they'll write me up in some magazine or some newspaper. I bet they'll take a picture of me. I bet. Every day, I'm going to be riding the bike to work with a Chinese friend of mine on the back every day at lunchtime. You'll see. I'm going to get some press. You're going to see me on TV.
You will get some sponsor.
Yeah, sponsor. But you know what? I got to say, I'm not, I don't want to do this for the money.
Mm-hmm.
This is for, I'm just doing this for me. You know?
Yeah,
and for the people.
All right.
For the people. I want to get some interesting out there.
Give them a ride for free?
Actually, I would give someone a ride for free. Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not? I mean, the problem is that I don't want to get into trouble because those other guys who are who have the San Lun Chua. That's their business.
You ruin their business.
I don't want to ruin their business, and I also don't want them to ruin my face, because if they think that I'm trying to steal their business, they're going to kill me.
You do this for free, they will kill you.
But I'm not, but you know, it's just going to be me and my friends. I mean, so hopefully maybe I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
And I'll say, you know, this is my girlfriend, or this is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or maybe when I go by where they are, we'll have to switch, and you can ride just for that short area. So they
kill me.
Why are they going to kill you? Yeah. You tell them it's your father's, and you're just subbing for the day. He's sick.
Yeah, my grandson, right?
Yeah, that's a big deal. There's no problem.
Yeah.
So we'll give him some money. Come on, we're just going to have fun this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to have some barbecues this summer, too, so you want to come by my house, we're going to have some Korean barbecues.
When or where?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea for me to announce where on the radio. But I can tell you when, just on the weekends, Sundays, when the weather gets warm.
Oh,
try to do it every Sunday.
Bring
your kid.
I need to go to the badminton.
Well, I need to go to the gym, too, but you don't have to go all day.
Afternoon, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
So you come at 6 p.m.
Okay.
We'll start at 3 or 4 o'clock, and you come at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you some baijiu and stuff like that.
No, I never drink.
Beer?
Beer is okay.
Vodka?
Not too much.
Vodka?
No, never.
Okay, wine. We'll drink some wine.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some.
But maybe we'll drink some soju or some Korean stuff, because we're going to have Korean food.
I bring my kid.
Okay.
Just you're kidding. My kid's too young.
Too young?
Mm-hmm.
Too young to drink vodka and soju and baijiu?
He usually drink beers.
No. You have to be... How old do you have to be in China to drink beer? 18?
Legally?
Yeah, of course, legally. If you can drink
it
when you're a baby, if your mother is stupid enough to give it to you. But I mean, you have to be 18?
Yeah, it should be 18.
Should be 18. Used to be 18 in America.
Mm-hmm. 16.
And then, no. It's 21 now.
21 now.
Used to be 18. And it changed... before I turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
It changed when I was like 16 or 17. So I remember me and my friends were all really angry because we thought...
Oh, they have to wait longer.
We only have to wait for 2 more years, but we had to wait for 5 more years. And the funny thing was that the people who were already 18, they were still allowed to drink.
Mm-hmm.
But the other people had to wait till they were 21.
You're right.
I remember. So it was... But anyway, we found places to drink in New York. It's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like China. If you look around, you can find some place that'll have beer, and we'll sell it to you. Yeah. Because I've seen people in China, definitely younger than 18, drinking beer.
I mean, legally means...
Right, legally, right. Right. Okay, so Ace, this has been a great show we've had here.
Yeah.
Ace has taken off his headphones, and we're gonna make some files here. We're going to put them on the air. Thank you for listening to our show.
Mm-hmm.
And we will...
What?
Ace, are you going to be a guest host on this show in the future?
I know I don't know.
No, you don't want to be a guest host?
No.
Do you want to give out any plugs? You got any plugs?
One or twice is okay.
Okay.
Not always.
Not always. Do you want to give out any plugs? Your email or your projects or your website or anything?
No.
No? Nothing to promote?
I don't need that.
Nothing to plug. I'm giving you a chance here. You know, we got 150.
Crazy
we got 150,000 listeners. Is there really a website called crazyforeigner.com?
I don't know.
Damn it! I'm gonna have to go buy the domain name now and start it, because now you've been promoting it. Probably some other guy already has it, and you're promoting his website.
Yeah. Okay. Forget
don't do
about
that.
Don't do that.
Promote your website.
Mm-hmm. My website.
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
No, you don't.
I don't need it.
Okay, I'm insulted. He doesn't want to use my show. We have 700,000 listeners.
Yeah, we are friends.
Okay,
don't do a commercial,
right? Okay, no commercials. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you next week or tomorrow whenever we make some future episodes. Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, that was good.
Don't use my voice, okay?
How can I not use your voice?
Cut it off.
Are you out of your mind? We can't cut that. That's nine, you know, that was like half hour of that was some broadcasting magic. Ace, I'm ready to have my own show.
Okay.
A morning show. I'm going to be the Howard Stern of China.
What do you mean?
You know who Howard Stern is?
I don't know.
Howard Stern is a famous radio guy in America. He always, he's funny, but he says all kinds of crazy things and everybody...
What do you mean have your morning show?
Oh, morning show.
What do you mean? What did you
just say? I said, I'm going to have a morning show. I'm going to be the Howard Stern of China. That's Podcast Beijing for this week or this day. We've got a lot of episodes up here on the site, so I don't even know what episode number this is, maybe 13. Thank you for listening, and if you want to send me an email, you can email me at tonybeijing@gmail.com. And please, if you're interested in studying English, why don't you check out my other podcast at newyorkenglish.net. And, there's a lot of stuff to talk about here. You can check out my blog, too. And the blog is tonywatkins.net. So you've got the podcast Beijing, you've got newyorkenglish.net, and you've got tonywatkins.net. Oh, and the music we got from the Dub Session podcast, which is a very cool podcast. It's my favorite music podcast to listen to, and that's dubsession.com. Thanks for listening.